USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Fiona is taking aim fall at the Dominican Republic after leaving Puerto Rico in the dark. The hurricane made landfall in the United States territory Sunday afternoon. The National Hurricane Center says maximum sustained winds were clocked at 85 miles per hour and the entire island lost power. History is unfolding in the UK as the nation says farewell to its longest reigning monarch. Queen Elizabeth II's funeral was held Monday as members of the royal family joined mourners, including various heads of state, in paying their respects at Westminster Abbey. Ukraine claims there is evidence of 30,000 war crimes committed by Russia. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the prosecutor general saying there is a pattern of how Russian forces occupy a new territory. The prosecutor general also saying that his office is working on a case proving Russia is waging genocide in Ukraine that could lead to a possible conviction. After President Biden's first sit-down one-on-one interview in months, the White House is forced to walk back some of his comments.
President Biden has again said the United States would defend Taiwan in the event of an attack by China. Asked in a CBS News interview if U.S. troops would defend the island, Mr. Biden said yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack. White House handlers clarified Biden's remarks, saying, quote, the official U.S. policy, which doesn't commit to a military action on Taiwan, has not changed.
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A new database tracking fossil fuel production reserves and emissions is launching Monday. The Global Registry of Fossil Fuels is the world's first global registry of fossil fuel assets and includes data for more than 50,000 oil, gas, and coal fields in 89 countries. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Joe Biden has celebrated the passing of his huge spending bill dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, but Republicans are not happy with the job the president is doing to lower inflation. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott.
The Democrats hope you believe what they say and not what you see at the gas pump or your electric bill or your food bill, but trust them. They will bring your inflation down by doing the exact same thing that caused it, overspending.
A university is apologizing after this weekend's college football game.
The University of Oregon apologized for the profane-laced chants from the student section during Saturday's football game against Brigham Young University. Video posted to social media showed some of the students saying the chant. BYU is a private university affiliated with the Latter-day Saints Church. Utah Governor Spencer Cox shared the video, commenting that religious bigotry is alive and celebrated in Oregon. A group representing the student section apologize for the language late Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots continue to climb. With no grand prize winner in Saturday night's big Powerball drawing, that jackpot has shot up to $238 million. Meanwhile, the Mega Millions top prize is now at $277 million. Another Powerball jackpot drawing is set for Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobile One Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobile One Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.